flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Quick, sponsored by the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app. New users get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back. BetParks.com for the details. You must be 21. And in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, for a good chunk of Merrill Reese's career, he was side-by-side with a great Eagle, offensive lineman, Stan Walters. And, of course, during those years, Eagles weren't making many Super Bowls. But since Mike Quick got involved, not one, not two, not three, but for the fourth time in his broadcasting career, Mike Quick on Sunday will call a Super Bowl. It'll be Super Bowl 59, and the great Mike Quick joins us right now. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm pumped up. Mike, I'm happy for you and Merrill. Devin, obviously, on the sideline for the game. I'm excited for the whole city. I mean, what an opportunity. And, Mike, you know the deal, man, because you've done 04 and you did 22. You know when the team loses, it's just, I mean, this isn't breaking news. It's just totally different than 17. I mean, what an opportunity for these guys, Mike. What an opportunity.
Yeah, it's really special. You know, these young guys, they're so excited that they'll have this opportunity. And when you're young in the game, sometimes you feel like that this is the norm. And it really is not. Although, if you look at what the Eagles organization have been able to do over the past few years, you could start to get that sense. But it's a very special time for all of us to enjoy this. And so many fans, so many people that have poured so much into this organization, into this team. And right now we get to reap the benefits.
Mike, you were paying close attention to this team, you know, while they were at 57, now at 59, different story, but we're playing the same team. Last time we played the Chiefs, Andy Reid beat us in part because he ran the football with Isaiah Pacheco. Is that something that we need to be prepared for again this time? But I think the irony for me as a player who I loved Andy Reid, but I never felt like he ran the ball enough, to see him run the ball to an effective degree in the Super Bowl against us was so troubling. Is that what we're in line for again?
I remember how in that second half of that game, how Pacheco started to take over the game.
Yes.
Running the ball and
with his feet like pistons,
we
could do nothing to stop it.
Yeah, we weren't ready for it. I just think it's a totally different makeup of this roster now. The way they play the game defensively is different now. I just don't see them being Kansas City being able to win the game that way against this defense.
Yeah,
this is a totally. It's a totally different approach to playing defense the way these guys go about it. And I think when you look at Kansas City, they're made up differently. They're not the explosive team that they were. They do have the ability to run the ball, but I just don't think they match up that well in the trenches that they will be able to beat the Eagles in the trenches. And for me, that's where it all begins.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing to me that they've got so much movement up front. Left tackle, the guy who's protecting this quarterback, who has to do a great job, is a guard by trade. How difficult is it for a guard to play tackle?
Well, I tell you this. I know when you move Joe Tooney out to left tackle rather than playing guard where he's been an all-pro or pro bowler, I would trust Andy Reid because he's such a good evaluator of talent, especially at the offensive line. You know, in Philadelphia, and Howie, the way he started to build his offenses, build his defenses from the inside out, he got that from Andy Reid. So Andy Reid knows how to put together an offensive line. So I would say that he's going to have his best five. And so if you're going to move Tooney outside, you know that he's among the best five that Andy can put on the field. So I trust Andy there. But I just don't believe when you put it all together, I don't think that they are as talented up front as the Eagles are defensively. And that's what I'm hanging my hat on.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, Mike. Good. I do. Mike, obviously a big part of this game is going to be Jalen. He was phenomenal 2 years ago, just phenomenal.
Yes.
It's been a ride since then, up and down, a couple different ways. You know him in ways we don't at all. What do you think his mindset is? I mean, he's going to play in this game again, and this one in 4 days. Take us inside the Jalen that perhaps you know in a way that's obviously different than us.
Well, don't forget, Jalen was somehow someone caught the screensaver of Jalen long after the Super Bowl where he had the confetti falling because he wanted to remember that moment when they lost that game 2 years ago. So this is an opportunity for him to really get back something that he thought that they should have won 2 years ago. And I think in big games, he plays really well. And I think he's going to be sharp in big games. We remember how well he played in that game against Kansas City 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. He was the best player on the field. And I'm kind of expecting that sort of play out of Jalen on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I do. I just think that he recognizes now that with Saquon, this offense is going to a different level. With this offensive line, they can handle anything that comes their way. And Jalen has to be Jalen and be spot on with his decision-making, with where he decides to go with the football. And I expect Jalen to play the type of game that he played 2 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Mike, the Chiefs, that defense under Spags, people don't quite give it credit for being a run-stuffing defense, but they haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in the postseason under Spags. You know, and you have to go back all the way to week one when Lamar Jackson went over 100 on them for anyone to get that achievement this year.
Yep.
What's the likelihood they're able to really slow us down on the ground? I don't feel like I even consider that possibility.
Well, I'm like you. I don't consider that possibility because I look at this offensive line and how effective they've been. I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs have seen an offensive line like they're going to see on Sunday night.
Right.
I respect Spag, and I think he's one of the best there is. He's won 4 Super Bowls. He's one of the best there is in putting together a game plan and making the adjustments on the fly. But in the final analysis, it boils down to the personnel. And personnel-wise, I just don't think that they have enough to stop this offense from running the ball, from moving the ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I have the expectation, and I agree with you on that, I have the expectation that we're going to see really interesting stuff from Andy Reid. I don't think we'll see unique and exotic stuff from Kellen Moore. What about Vic Fangio? Is it in Vic Fangio's bag of tricks to even have a bag of tricks, Mike?
Oh, yeah. No, Vic's got some tricks. It'll be really subtle. He's not going to tip his hand. He's going to show you that that quarter's backing or that umbrella over the top of the defense. And then pre-snap, he'll start to move people around. And post-snap, you'll start to see guys in different places. And so Mahomes is going to have to try and figure out what they're doing on the back end. If they're able to take away those early reads from Patrick Mahomes, because they want to get the ball out quickly. If you look at what they've been doing, it's a lot of the RPO game where the ball comes out right now.
Mm-hmm.
If the Eagles and Vic, I do believe, will be able to take away some of those, that's when Mahomes runs into problems, when you're able to take away that first read. Because they'll line up and show you a look, and at the snap, they move to something else where they're able to, you know, drop an end guy in coverage or and take away that hook flat zone area. And then what do you do if you're Patrick Mahomes? And that's what I think they're going to be faced with.
Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit more, and Mike Quick with us here, a little bit more about Mahomes. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Mike, you've seen, you know, about 50 years of football, obviously going back to when you were a kid. Twitter poll question, is Patrick Mahomes the best football player ever? What's your answer to that, Mike?
What? Is there such a thing?
I don't know. I mean, the rules have changed. Jim Brown, Unitas, Montana, Brady, Jerry Rice, Mahomes. Who is
in
it?
In the ultimate team sport, there is no single person that is the best ever.
Hmm. Interesting way to put it. Well, let me throw this at you. Is the challenge like facing Michael Jordan? Like, and I'm serious. Like, I got a great team. I think I might have a better roster than the Bulls, but they got Michael Jordan. Is that the type of challenge that it represents, that he represents?
I would say yes, because he just has been able to find so many different ways to win. He's not a big scrambler runner, but in big games like this, he will become a scrambler and runner. He wants to operate from the pocket. But in games like this, he'll pull out all the stops. And yes, he is a great football player. And yes, you have to be cognizant of what he's going to do, what his capabilities are at all times. And yeah, he's more than a generational player. He's just a great, great football player.
Yeah. Don't you feel like our quarterback, when he pulls out all the stops in this game, will have an added layer of complexity, like, to his game also, to where it's going to be even harder to stop Jalen when he knows he doesn't have to save anything for the next week, when the coaching staff knows they don't have to protect him because the adrenaline will do that? This game is everything, empty the tank. Jalen Hurts.
That's exactly right.
Man, I'm so excited to see that.
You take the entire playbook and you throw it at him. Exactly what you just said. You empty the tank. You do everything in your power to bring this thing home.
Yep.
Do you think that means?
I can't wait to see what that looks like.
I love that.
I'm clapping in my studio right now.
Think about how dominant that can look with this roster.
Mike, does that mean more running from Jalen? Because usually when we talk about not emptying the tank, it's preserving his body for the next week and the next three months or the next 5 years. Does it mean running more?
But there is no tomorrow. So if there's if there's an opportunity to run, you run. Wherever you can make hay, you make sure that you do it.
Yeah, unless you're Cam Newton and you don't fall on the football with a couple minutes left in the Super Bowl and you let the other team get it. What a joke that was. I mean, James, that seriously cost him a Super Bowl and part of a legacy.
A big part of a legacy. Yeah. It's one of the first things.
He's like, I don't want to get hurt jumping on the ball.
He was the MVP that year, went 15-1, got to the Super Bowl, and it's the first thing people say about that
year. And Jalen would fall on that ball, no question. I mean,
Jalen would die to fall. He would literally die at the bottom of the pile if he had to.
Yeah, that one bothered me on Cam. All right. Mike, I brought this up last week, and you perhaps are the best person left on our program to do this through here. Do you agree with me that if the Eagles win, they should hoist Sirianni up the way NFL coaches used to be lifted up, you know, a generation ago and frequently back in the day? And then if you do agree with it, can you talk to a guy to talk to a guy to talk to a guy to spread the word to the players so that they do it?
I don't even think you have to go that far. I think that that's probably in the cards. If Nick Sirianni is able to get this team to win on Sunday night, yeah, I could see that. I think that would be appropriate.
Do you know something we don't know? You said in the cards. Are you saying it's already being discussed? Because I asked Brandon Graham last week to put this to the guys in the locker room. Do you know a little something extra we don't know?
No, I just believe that that's kind of the way it goes.
But it carried a coach.
But Mike, it hasn't for 30 years. I think Holmgren in 96 was the last one. I mean, this is these guys weren't alive when that happened.
I've never seen a coach carried. I've never carried a coach.
Well, you never won a Super Bowl, John.
No, you're right. But I've won a lot of games. I've played in a lot of postseason games.
This ain't Friday Night Lights. You know, this isn't a October football game in the NFL. This is the freaking Super Bowl. I'll tell you this, Mike. I do think it'd be really cool, and I think he deserves it. I really do.
I'm glad. I'm glad that you've come around. And yes, I absolutely. Everything is a possibility. If they win this thing, then it's just a celebration. And whatever happens, it's all in the.
It's
all in the realm of the celebration.
I love it. Your phone zapped out for one sec, Mike. But we got enough of it. All right, Mike. Final thing here, as we do with every guest, we're looking, sir, for a. Mike, your prediction, Super Bowl 59.
I predict a parade on Broad Street.
Wow, that is, my God. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, Mike. That's what I'm talking about right there.
I think you just won Drop of the Week. I'm just saying, that's great. All right, Mike, well done. Hey, all kidding aside, all everything aside. Seltzer was like 30 seconds late with the applause.
Well, I had to turn the drum. There's the drum. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Just own it. You screwed up. Not a big deal. Okay. Just move on. You screwed up. Mike, have a great broadcast, man. You and Merrill and obviously Devin on the sidelines. It's you're going to have way, way extra people listening to you this week. So good luck with it, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike, stay well.
Can't wait to hear you.
There he is.
The
great Mike Quick. How cool is that? 215-592-9494. By the way, Devin not on our show today, as she typically is on Wednesdays. There is, a special later today. I mean, I say special, just all sorts of extended Super Bowl coverage, of which she's doing a show later today. I don't know if that's from here or down there. I'm a little spun around, but that's why she's not with us today. She'll be on later tonight. I believe it's later tonight.